This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Gibbon. In her freshman season, Madison Roberts had an immediate impact on the University of California, Berkeley women's lacrosse team.
I'm a bit of a world-class hair braider.
Yeah, Madison braids her teammates' hair.
If you've ever played on a women's athletic team, this is a very crucial skill to have around.
As a sophomore, though, Madison began to think more about her role off the field.
If I'm going to have to braid hair, I'm going to make it count for something.
Only a Game's Matthew Stock has the story.
Gail Roberts says her daughter Madison has always brought a sense of activism to the lacrosse field.
You know, everyone would bring a bunch of water bottles.
The disposable kind.
Sometimes people would leave them on the field. She was very conscious of that and picking them up after the games and would say, you know, let's get a really good water bottle. If you're unhappy with something, she would say, okay, do something about it.
Gail says social consciousness runs in the family. Her own father taught her the importance of voting, and she passed on those lessons to Madison and her siblings.
Back when they were little, you know, there was still like a voting booth that had a curtain, and she'd be like, can I go with you? Can I come with you? And so would her twin brother and her other siblings, but she particularly, I think, really enjoyed it. And, you know, I'd lift them up and read off the names and who I planned to vote for and that it was important just to vote, and she would pull the lever or hit the button for me, and they would give her a little sticker. I voted. You know, it was very sweet and very touching.
Madison continued to learn about civic engagement through extracurriculars in high school. When she was 18, she spent the day of the 2014 midterm elections volunteering at her precinct.
She loved it. She came home really jazzed about the people were great, and it was so neat to see a big turnout, and very much a positive thing for her.
So when she got tired of braiding hair for her college teammates, Madison took a new approach.
I was like, you know, I'm a sophomore now. Like, I don't have to just braid hair. I remember us just being at a fall ball tournament in Seattle, and it was pouring rain outside, and I was like, yeah, I'll braid your hair, but you have to prove to me register to vote, and if you already are, go ask a teammate to register, and then I'll do it.
Madison's teammates didn't seem to think much of it at the time. Madison was known for this kind of thing. But this fall, she decided to ramp up her voter registration efforts. She asked her head coach what more she could do.
She was like, put together a presentation, show me what you're going to do, and I'll give you time on Friday. We all gathered in our locker room. I told everyone to bring their laptop.
Madison took a poll at the start of the team meeting. She found that only 40% of her teammates were registered to vote.
And honestly, that's not out of the ordinary for a group of young women, 18 to 22. So I wasn't shocked by it. I more felt excited that I had this opportunity to make an impact on 60% of my team.
Madison began with a disclaimer. This wasn't politically motivated.
I could care less what your opinion is, so much as I want you to have one and feel invested and feel motivated to use your voice.
She showed her team data from recent elections and explained that while young people make up a third of the electorate, less than half showed up to vote in the most recent national election.
From there, I shared the links that people needed for every single state. I think within 30 minutes, I had all 35 of my teammates either registered to vote, or if they already were registered, they got time to print their absentee ballots. And I got Cal Athletics to reimburse me to buy stamps and envelopes so people were able to send those out. And they were like, honestly, I wouldn't have done this without you. I kind of realized if I just get hands-on with people and walk them through this, show them the right links, they're going to do the right thing and move in the right direction.
Madison reached out to the rest of the head coaches at Cal. Several of them invited her to speak to their teams about the importance of voting. Since then, she's also organized registration tables at Cal volleyball and football games. She's often seen walking around campus wearing her Cal Athletics backpack.
Whenever I'm wearing my gear, I'm very conscious of the community that I'm representing and not perpetrating negative stereotypes about dumb jocks. The best way I can think of to counter those stereotypes is by just being the opposite of them.
Madison has lacrosse practice and conditioning for several hours every day. She goes to class, does her schoolwork, interns with a bike share program, and helps on a research project about low-income housing. And on top of all of that, she's gone all in on getting out the vote on campus.
When something matters to you, you make time for it. And I really want to see kids my age feel empowered and feel like their voice matters and get them activated. We are a little bit more invested in what's happening right now, but I think we're super likely to go post about it on social media or complained about it to a friend and then not actually do something about it. And here our political system is set up to give you a voice. And how cool is that?
That story came from Only a Game's Matthew Stock. Depending on where you live, there may still be time for you to register to vote. We'll link to more info at onlyagame.org. And if you are registered and haven't voted early like I did, head to the polls on Tuesday to cast your ballot. We mean it. If you haven't voted yet, you really should head to the polls on Tuesday. And here's another way you can make your voice heard. You can cast your vote for Only a Game from your couch or while walking your dog with just a couple of taps on your phone. Subscribe to Only a Game on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. And while you're there, leave us a review. You can pitch us a story for an upcoming show or tell us about a recent roundtable guest that you really liked. Your vote for Only a Game will help other listeners find our show.